tonight, as you've just heard, is Encounter Night. How many people are excited about that? You know, the definition that I love most for encounter is this. Are you ready? It's a collision of two parties. In this case, God and you, resulting in an exchange or transformation. And I love that because when we truly have an encounter with God, we leave different. We're not the same anymore. And so as I was praying to setting the foundation for that tonight, two verses really just came to me that I want to read to you right now. And the first is Matthew 11, 28. It says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.'" And the second verse is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. And it says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." You know, the word that God dropped on my heart for Encounter Night tonight was let go. Let go. I was going to actually call it Jesus Take the Wheel, because I've seen how some of you drive in and out of the church car park, but I thought let go is better. You know, I grew up in Canberra, and I'm one of those rare units who the capital has always been my home. It's always been where I grow up. And when I was growing up, Canberra had even less on than it does now. We didn't have smartphones. We didn't have Netflix to chill with. We didn't have, socials to live on. But what we did have was pool parties. And you weren't nothing unless you had a friend who had a pool. And that friend for me was Nick. And Nick used to host these pool parties that absolutely slapped. They were banger pool parties. And for me, one of the favourite parts of Nick's pool parties is we used to play this game called Shoulder Wars. And if you're not familiar with the game, basically you would stand in the pool and put your mate up on your shoulders. And the bottom person would be called the vehicle, and the top person would be called the attack dog. That's what we like to call them. And you would walk up to other teams in the pool and try and knock their attack dog off their shoulders by any means necessary. And if you're like, "Well, that doesn't sound too fun, Ben," calm your Minecraft farm. This was early 2000s Canberra fam, so you've got to just work with me, all right? So anyway, I chose my bro Benton as the attack dog, and he was tall like me, like well over 6 foot. And I went to the deep end of the pool to get him up onto my shoulders, and as he put his legs over my shoulders, I slipped forward and fell into the water head first and was just submerged and stuck under him. And look, I'm no Aquaman, and I just kind of started to panic because the seconds started ticking, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm there, and I was just trying to push him up, like push him up off me. And I was thrashing and pushing and straining, and the seconds kept ticking. 5, 6, 7. And I'm starting to think that I'm going to be separated from consciousness. And all of a sudden, this thought comes to me. The reason we're tangled, the reason that I can't get Benton off my shoulders, is because I'm still holding on to his legs. All I needed to do was to let go. You know, Jesus said once, if you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And in that moment, I experienced that. If I continued to hang on to Benton's legs, I would possibly lose my life, or at the very least, I have to get CPR from Nick's mum, which would be more embarrassing than dying. But in letting Benton go, I saved my life. You know, I came here to say tonight that when Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest," he longs for you. He implores you to let go and let God work in your life. He's saying, like me in the pool, you have a huge load on your back, worries and doubts and struggles and shortcomings and sins. And if you want to keep pushing and trying to get your head above water, you're just going to drown. God is saying, stop the grind, stop the delusion. I did not fashion you to carry that load. Stop pushing, stop striving, let go. And when you do, your head will come back out of the water. God will exchange your burdens for his light and easy yoke, your striving for his unforced rhythms of grace. We need to let go tonight. You know, this week I spent the gospel studying the encounters that people had with Jesus. And I noticed something that was quite a common theme that I hadn't seen before. Every time someone encountered Jesus, he asked them to surrender. He asked them to let go. He walked the shores of Galilee asking seasoned fishermen to leave behind their boats, their nets, their livelihoods, their family, their friends, their distractions, and to surrender to the plans and purposes that God had for their lives. He said, "If you will let go of your safety net and follow me, I will teach you to fish for people." And as they did that, as they let go and trusted him, they began to see the miraculous. They see this man, Jesus, heal the sick and raise the dead and forgive sins and preach the good news of the gospel. And they come to understand him to be the Son of God. And as other people begin to see this, they also want in on the action. And they come to Jesus wanting to follow him. And he says, "Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you." He says, you have to let go of hurt and unforgiveness and bitterness if you want to follow me. You know, others come to Jesus and he says, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He was saying, you have to let go of what's comfortable for you if you want to follow me. Another asked him, "Hey Jesus, I want to follow you, but first I need to bury my father." And Jesus says, "Let the dead bury their own dead." He was saying, you have to let go of your priorities if you want to follow me. A rich young ruler comes to Jesus and says, "I've followed all the rules." And Jesus says, "Sell all your possessions and give them to the poor. Because if you want to follow me, you have to let go of your love of money." And look, Jesus doesn't just talk it, he walks it. In the Garden of Gethsemane, as it becomes apparent that he needs to die on the cross, he goes to God and he says, Lord, if it's possible, take this suffering away from me, but not my will, but yours be done. He says, God, I let go of what I want for what you want. Again and again in the Gospels, Jesus shows us that to follow him, we must be prepared to surrender, let go, bow the knee. And the very act of faith, I believe, is the act of letting go. It's the act of trusting your life to a good God, a God who loves you, a God who wants your whole heart, a God who has an incredible plan and purpose for your life. You know, the posture that a follower of Jesus needs to have is not white-knuckled, closed-fisted, hanging on to everything I have, but rather it is open-handed, free, surrender to God. It's letting go and letting God move in your life. And when we let God move, that exchange and transformation that we desire can take place. And I don't want to lie to you and say that it's always easy. At best, it's kind of bittersweet. There's a bit of pain involved. But what lies ahead, what Paul was talking about in that verse in Ephesians at the start that I read, is way better, greater than anything we could ever leave behind. You know, tonight is a really special opportunity. It's an opportunity in this atmosphere of faith and worship to be with God, to spend intentional time in his presence, to experience exchange and transformation. And I just wonder tonight, as you encounter God, if perhaps God wants to speak to you about letting some things go. Maybe for you tonight, it's letting go of your plans or priorities. Maybe you have a plan for your life and it's a good plan, but it's not the God plan. And he wants to disrupt that tonight. You know, I'll never forget 7 years ago, I got baptized right there. We didn't have that awesome pool, but we had that one there and it was great. And I remember on that day, I had a bunch of good plans that I thought would bring me success and wealth and comfort in life, but they weren't the God plan. And I remember committing my life to Jesus that day, and I've never looked back. It hasn't always been easy, but I've lived my life with purpose, lived it in community, lived with joy and peace, and I've never regretted that decision. Proverbs says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." I wonder tonight, are your plans submitted to him? you know, maybe tonight what you need to let go of is guilt or shame. I'll never forget, on a night like this, I was worshiping up in that section there, like three rows from the back. And I was going through a difficult season, and I was feeling like a failure. I wasn't happy with where I was at. I was feeling shame, and I was just feeling spiritually dry. And as the worship finished, someone turned to me who didn't know me at all and said, "Hey, I don't know you, but I believe I have a prophetic word for you." And they said, "This season of darkness that you've been in, God is going to bring you out of it. He is good. You're coming out of the shadows and into the light. You just need to trust Him." And they were right. I came out of that season with a new revelation of the grace of God. And if you're in a similar position tonight, I want to speak Isaiah 43, 18 to 19 over you. It says, "Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" You know, if you're feeling guilt or shame, you can let that go tonight, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Or maybe for you tonight, it's letting go of hurt from relationships. Maybe right now you're believing God for a life partner, the Boaz to your Ruth. But right now you're not dating Boaz, you're dating Brokaz or Badaz, and they aren't following Jesus. But maybe God wants you to let them go. It will definitely hurt, it will be painful, but God could do a work in your heart. He wants to heal and restore you so that you can wait patiently for the person that God has for you. Maybe it's not dating, but maybe it's in relationships with your friends or family. Maybe you need to let go of your pride and forgive or ask for forgiveness. Maybe you need to take the wisdom of the Proverbs that says, "He who walks with the wise grows wise." And you need to still love that person, but you need to let go of the place that you've given them where they speak into your life. And maybe Jesus wants to bring you through that and has a different plan for both of you. Maybe tonight, you just simply need to let go of distraction. Maybe God is just longing for your attention for a little bit. And if you would just stop, if you would just let social media scroll itself for like 30 minutes, He can speak to you tonight through worship. I don't know exactly what it might be for you, and it might be different for each one of us. You need to hear it from the Holy Spirit. But what I do know for sure is that when we let go, when we leave everything in God's hands, we start to see God's hands in everything. He will exchange your doubt and anxiety for faith and confidence. He will exchange your mess and chaos for peace and rest. He will exchange your insecurity for His identity, your trying for His power, your bad for His good. There is deep freedom and transformation available to you when you say, "Jesus, I let go. I surrender to you." And so I just want to encourage you, PM, let's be about that tonight as we encounter Him.